Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed. And right now we're talking about overcoming hindrances to getting healed. We've concluded that God wants us to be whole and complete, spirit, soul, and body, and to not give up pursuing Him for healing, except for those rare circumstances where He says, "My grace is sufficient for you." That's something we often forget. We figure if God isn't healing us, then He must not want us to be healed. And we use that example of Paul, that God told him he's just basically going to have to live with it, and that God would give him the strength he needed. But that's the thing, is Paul pursued God until he got an answer. Because there are times when God has difficulties in our lives, leaves them there for the specific purpose of increasing our focus in relying on Him, depending on Him for that life. So pursue Him until you get an answer. And this is true in any area of our lives. But God knows that this is what's important to us, is getting healed. So don't let anything stand in your way. We've talked about how our misunderstandings of how God works, of how God works in our lives and in this world and His purpose, misunderstanding these things keeps us from receiving healing now. And we've been talking about how healing, not understanding when healing can occur. And we get this idea that if we pray for Him and God doesn't heal us right now, that we're missing Him, or we've drawn wrong conclusions, or there's something wrong with us, that we are in sin, and that's why He doesn't heal us. This gets used a lot, unfortunately. So we want to understand God's concept of time, and remember that God created time. God is not time does not affect God. And so time also does not affect us in our spirit. It does in our soul and in our body, unfortunately. Now, it doesn't have to in our soul, and we can rise above it in our body. So these are the things that God is teaching us. And to do that, we very often need to step back from what we think we know, and certainly about what we feel. And obviously, when we're talking about especially physical healing and even emotional wounds, the wounds in our soul, they affect our day-to-day life often so much that we accept a victim mentality. And so we want to overcome these hindrances first by becoming aware of them. There's no such thing as an inclusive list. We're just bringing the topic to the surface so that we can go to God and say, "God, is there anything hindering a healing in this area?" But we start with, God wants you healed. He wants you healed complete, entire, and whole, spirit, soul, and body. Your spirit doesn't need to be healed. It's your soul and your body that have the hindrances. And the hindrances are really between each of those, between your soul and your body, and your soul and your spirit. So really, so much is about the soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And those wounds are in your mind, what you think, the lies you believe, your emotions that are based on lies we believe, and your actions. We act out of a misunderstanding based on misbeliefs. So as God tells us the truth, that wound is healed. And then we can change our mind, change our actions, and change our feelings. And then they start to line up with who we are as a spirit being in Christ. Now. Right now. Right now. There's no putting off. Remember, in our spirit, there's no putting off till tomorrow, because in your spirit there is no tomorrow. It's only now. You have right now all the eternal life you're ever going to get. So we have the opportunity to live like that every single moment. So we talked about how healing is progressive. And we live on a healing continuum. We're all in a different place in being healed. Some of us God has healed in dramatic ways, and some of us he does it a little incrementally. And that's the way he is, has a unique relationship with each one of us. From our point of view, we often go from one distinct healing to another. But the more we see things from God's perspective, the more we see healing as a much just part of a much broader process. An individual healing, when God frees you and heals you in one area, it's often just a proof, a token that he's healed you in a much deeper work, much deeper area. And by then, we see that God is always in the process of healing us. Sometimes we think that if we don't ask God, he's not going to do it. This is where it helps to remember that God's purpose is to heal you. And nothing is going to deny that. We can hinder him. We can put roadblocks in front of him. But he knew about that too. And he's not in any hurry. Because again, he owns time. He creates it. He can mold it and shape it and fold it back upon itself. This is how we can redeem time. We can make things as if they never happened. As we are connected in the spirit, that's how complete God's healing can be. So we won't get too far off in that. But they are so intrinsically linked. So often we either feel like a victim or we are angry because we are caught with things in our past or because of actions others have taken that so affect our lives that we feel we've lost our future. We've lost our dream. What we thought we wanted to do with our lives is either consumed by an illness or a wound or actions of someone else. And we don't want to live believing that lie, because that the lie is what will rob us of God's present victory in any situation. So whenever we think that there's multiple effects in our lives, when we give so much credit to our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, that we give them the credit or blame for activity in our lives, we are diminishing God. We are saying that, yes, God has the throne in our lives, but sitting on his lap is the devil. And obviously that's just not true. There's nothing that happens in our lives that is not directly by him with our consent, not only consent, but we join with him in what he's doing in our lives. Again, this is the mystery of the Spirit, but it's a mystery God wants us to solve now. So God also, we need to understand that God heals in different ways, progressively and instantaneously. So we know that there are times when God just does a healing, whether it's a physical healing and we just all of a sudden realize we aren't experiencing that physical pain. We may end up going to the doctor and him confirming that. And you know my story here from Jean Guyon, how she had reached a point of communion with God and oneness with him, that when people would come into her presence, they would be healed of their physical issues, but they would come away with a desire to know him as their driving force, that healing was secondary. So we want to recognize that God often gets our attention through the healing, but that's not where our attention stays. It moves on to the healer. That so often we see the result of knowing God as the healing, when really it's the other way around. When Jesus forgave that man of his sin, and they were all, who are you to forgive that man's sin, when he came for healing? And his response was, well, to prove that I can do the unseen, I'm going to show it in the visible realm. So to prove that the sin was forgiven, he healed the man of his physical infirmity. So we want to recognize the importance of healing without making it too important, without making it the goal. Or let's put it this way, without making a specific healing the goal. Don't settle for anything less than being completely one, spirit, soul, and body. So if you've got a big, huge disease like cancer or, you know, a paralysis or, you know, whatever, and God heals you of it, that's not the end of the story. Keep going. And like, or you've got a wound from your past. Maybe something was done to you or you did something. God wants to free you from that wound, from that lie. That lie that since you did something stupid or somebody else did something stupid, that your life was ruined or that you're not lovable. God wants to heal you from those things and speak the truth to you. You're not a victim. And when we believe that, we are believing a lie, which makes us vulnerable to our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. So God can heal us instantaneously. But God can also heal us unconditionally. Now, a lot of times these things overlap, so they're not exclusive. What we want to do is raise the issue that we don't want to get caught in putting boundaries and, you know, 1, 2, 3, this is the way God heals. But just look at, as in every other area of our life, we have to go to God. God, what is your purpose here? How are you working here? How does this, am I missing something here? That's one of my favorite questions to ask him. Because a lot of times I just really wonder, is something with the process I'm doing that I'm missing? So we want to be aware of not only God's power in our lives, but his desire to free us. You know, we're trying to talk him into doing something that he really wants to do. So those hindrances, as we remove them, it's like taking big rocks out of a swiftly flowing river. that has been dammed up. With each wound that's healed, he's just waiting for these opportunities to flow through us, from our spirit to our soul and into our body, and then beyond, wherever he wants to send it. We don't have to talk him into anything. We don't deserve it, because we've already received the oneness in him. So it's not about measuring up or his holding it back. So unconditionally. Sometimes the healing simply comes without God making us aware of it at all, even after the healing is complete. So there may be things in your life that, and odds are there are, that you don't even know about. He can do what he wants. He can heal you any way he chooses. And I'm sure there are things in your life that he has healed that you don't even know needed to be healed. But he does not, you know, he's not out there worried about getting credit. He's not out there worrying that his name is being, you know, dragged through the mud. Yeah, that doesn't bother him at all. He is focused on each one of us. He is so big that he is spending every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, of every millennium, arranging every circumstance in your life to bring you into complete healing, wholeness, and oneness in him. You are a joint heir with Christ, not a lesser heir. You are a co-inheritor. And you've already entered the kingdom. You've believed him. You've seen him. You know who he is. You've entered that kingdom. Now what? You learn to rule and reign now. That's what we're here on this earth for. We don't know what comes next. We don't know what came before. But we know here on this earth we're learning to rule and reign. And one of the fun things is we are free to make mistakes. It's like learning to play a game. Okay, you learn the rules. You know, you can memorize them all, but then when you start to play the game, you go, okay, I can't remember, you know, how to take the next step or what rule follows here. And you go back to God. You go, okay, now, what was I supposed to do here? And that's the whole thing, is it's all about reinforcing our relationship with him. So unconditionally, there's going to be times when God heals us without us even being aware that there was a problem. We can have confidence in him because he loves us, that's what he's doing. Or he may even say something like, I'm going to heal you in this area. And we experience that healing. Or he may even say, I have healed you in this area. And we go, oh, okay. And we may say, I didn't know I needed the healing. Or we may say, oh, that's what's different. Or you may not see anything different at all. And we can just say, thank you. So there are healings occurring in our lives that we don't even know about, as well as those we can recognize and be grateful for as a sovereign, independent moving of healing on our behalf. These healings are for us. They're not so then we can go out and heal others. It's not because God has to honor his promises. It's because he loves us. And he wants you, he wants me, complete, entire, and whole. He's working for you, not against you, and not in spite of you. In your spirit, you are fully cooperating with him. So I think sometimes it's real interesting how we often find it hard to accept anything from God unconditionally. We somehow want to have had deserved it. And I love the example of Lazarus in the tomb. Nobody was praying for him to be raised from the dead. Nobody was thinking, okay, if we just get Jesus here, he'll call him forth from the dead. Certainly Lazarus wasn't. Jesus had other ideas. He knew what was possible. He knew the shallow effect death has on us, that it only affects the body and that can be repaired. And so he called him forth. As we are gaining greater experience of our new identity, of what God is all about, what he's capable of, how big he is, our beliefs change about what is possible here on this earth. And we try new things. We accept God's challenges. We acknowledge that when we talk about this is what God is doing in our lives, and when we talk about what we want to do in Christ, we are putting a framework around to something that has been so long coming. It comes to the surface like an iceberg. We see the very tip of it and we say, this is what God is doing. And when we start to really experience his patience and his perseverance and really his focus, you know, we get so caught up in what he's doing in the world and what he's doing in our communities and the, you know, how he either is helping us or not, that we get distracted. So God heals us unconditionally. So we've got a caller, and we'll it's from area code 501. So thank you for tuning in. And who am I speaking with?
Good morning. This is Cindy Monroe. How are you? I'm the one that was in the chat room.
Yes. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling
in. I'm good. No problem. I'm going to head out to work. Now, I was saying this is so, I don't want to say eerie because none of my guys are eerie, but this is so
timely.
I'm sorry?
Timely.
That's it. I was just talking about Henderson's in our prayer class last night. And some of the hindrances that we have is guilt or doubt, even bitterness and unforgiveness.
Yeah. Well, are you familiar with some of our teachings here?
A little bit.
Okay. So, and those are the things that a lot of times we want to face those things. You know, we don't want to just push them aside for the sake of the healing. That everything that's going on in our life is an opportunity. You know, like the things you just mentioned here, guilt and unforgiveness. When we find out that in our spirits that we are now a forgiving person, we find we're believing the lie that we're not really unforgiving, or that we can't harbor unforgiveness. But believing that we do is enough to hinder God's flow in our lives. So guilt and these other wounds, you know, they're so personal to each one of us. And God doesn't want to hinder our relationship with him by letting us just believe certain things. He wants us to instead experience freedom. So did you have something you wanted to add, or did you have a specific question?
I can add something real quick. I told this class last night that I had a close friend that would call me and ask me to pray for her.
Uh-huh.
And one day I called her and I asked permission from her if I could vent.
Uh-huh.
She said, "But yeah, go right ahead. You're my friend. You can vent." And, you know, some people think venting is using foul language. No, it's not. It's just letting off steam. That's what I wanted
uh-huh.
to do, let off some steam.
Uh-huh.
And I told her about another friend of mine that actually did me wrong. And I said, "I don't understand how she did this. And I got really offended and got hot-headed. And in the middle of that, she just cut me off and said, "What you getting mad at her for like that? You gonna make me hang up the phone in your freaking face." And I said, "I'm testing this." And I'm like, "Wait a minute. I just asked you, could I vent? You told me, yeah. So why you get off Beyonce with me?"
Okay.
And
it's getting kind of, you got a lot of noise going on in the back there. So
I'm
it's
sorry,
kind of coming
was,
through the.
I'm sorry, that was my fuzz buster, and I had to disconnect it and whatnot.
Okay.
But I was saying she was get upset with me because how this other lady that I knew had treated me. I don't
uh-huh.
know what happened. And so in turn, I got defenseless.
Uh-huh.
And for about 3 weeks, I hadn't talked to the lady who I asked to vent at.
Uh-huh.
So last night in the middle of my class, God spoke to me and said, "Tell her that you apologize. Yes, she was wrong for cussing at you, but you be the bigger person and just, hey, and deal with it."
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I don't want to be rude in class and call her phone, so I text her. I said, "I don't care what happened. If you don't ever talk to me again, that's fine, but I apologize." Now, whether or not she accepted it, my job is done. I felt a whole lot better because I actually feel the weight from that hindrance get off my shoulders.
Right.
And I feel good about it.
Well, let me just ask you if you've had checked with God about venting to another person about another person.
Off and on, not recently, but back in the past I have. And I know we can go to God and pray for ourselves firsthand, but I also see nothing wrong with, you know, confiding in somebody and just having a listening ear, because sometimes the people I talk to, they give me some picture of advice that God is actually talking to them, and I receive that.
Right,
but
what I'm saying is that, I'm going to just kind of, excuse me for interrupting, but we've just got
okay.
a couple more minutes. I want to finish our conversation.
Okay.
Basically, what we're moving from is having prayer to constantly communing with God.
Right.
And in a lot of these instances, what may be okay for you may not be okay for someone else.
Okay.
And whatever position you're in, you know, you don't know what kind of a situation the other person is in. You know, and on our own, we can't, you know, say whether someone else is going to be able to handle what we have to say. So this is why it's we vent first to God, and we let him, you know, deal with what we're saying rather than burdening. Even if they say yes, they don't know what's coming.
Right.
You know, and to expect others to be able to handle it in the way you think, any of us. So that's why we always take it to God first and then say, "God, you know, is this something someone else can help me with?" You know, even if it's just to listen. So that gives him an opportunity to deal with the situation really productively, so that he can change not just giving us the opportunity to get rid of those, you know, emotions, but also so that he can get to the root of why we have an issue to begin with, why it's so important that, you know, very often things that bug us are related to a wound that we don't see the connection. So if there's an area where things keep coming up, we want to ask God, is there something there that you want to talk to me about? Is there a wound there that you want to heal? Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and if you want to talk about this more, and feel free to drop me a line at my email address. And do you have access to that?
Not right now. I mean,
no, but when you get home, just check out my site. It's diane@wecanprepare.org, and we can continue. And then, because I don't want to stay on the line any longer, the phone line's really loud, and I don't want the people on the podcast and the radio listeners, it might be very distracting to them as well.
I understand.
Okay, but thank you so much for calling in, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks
All right.
a lot. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, y'all have a great day, and we'll be getting back together again on Thursday at 7:30 to be talking about knowing God. And you can see how all these issues tie in together, how getting freed from our wounds, knowing God, and knowing our flesh, knowing the difference between what we use within us to get our needs met and relying on God. And the first habit we develop is taking everything right to God, going to Him first. God, what do I do with this? Rather than finding solutions for ourselves. And this is a long time. This is going to be because we are dealing with habits and patterns and social structures that we've all accepted as the way to do things. There's a lot to change. We've got a long way to go, but we take that first inch, give God an inch, and He will take 100 miles. So don't be daunted by the size of the task. God can move that mountain, even if that mountain is you. So thanks again for tuning in. I will see you Thursday. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.